ladies and gentlemen, now is your opportunity. We should be passing out the sheets of paper. Any question that you have, please address it to either the Reverend Jimmy Swaggart or Brother Ahmed Didat. Ahmed Didat, does the glorious Quran exist in its original and pure form? And were the originals in fact burned?
There is an Osmani Quran, you know, in the Khalifa Osman. Brother Swaggart mentioned something about variant reading, that Osman had those variant readings burned. And to give an example from his own speech, if somebody was shorthand, right, you know, taking down notes of Brother Swaggart's speech, he mentioned a number of names. He was actually mutilating them. We forgive him because when it's an Ottoman or something like that, when it's a saying Usman, he said something about Omar, which sounds most horrible. We are not taking exception to that because this is, you are not used to the, our name. But the person who's taking shorthand and you reproduce that, you'll never be able to connect that you were talking about Osman, the third caliph of Islam, or you're talking about Omar, the second caliph of Islam, Hafsa, you pronounce it correctly. So in that case, if I was going through the notes for publication, Brother Swaggart's speech, I would, you expect me to leave it as it is? You know what, the way mutilated spelling of Ottoman, this is not Ottoman, it's Osman. So I would say, O-T-H-M-A-N, it's of Ottoman. I said, look, it's O-S-M-A-N, Osman. Wouldn't I do that? So what happened is this, the books, the Hebrew scripture as well as the Arabic scripture were written originally without the vowel point, without the vowels. Hebrew without vowels, Arabic without vowels. To a native of the language, it was quite easy to understand what was being said. But to an outsider, without the vowels, you can't make the proper pronunciation. Like, for example, in English, if it was written without vowels, that the man is sleeping on the bed. The bed will be written B-D. You know it should be bed. It's not bid, it's not bod, it's not bad, it's not bud. B-D stands for bed. You know, your senses of the language makes you to substitute the vowels in your mind. B-D stands short for bed. The Arab knew that and the Jew knew that about his language. But as soon as it goes to a foreign nation, the person doesn't know how to pronounce, like the word Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, which means praise be to God, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, written without vowels, how are you going to pronounce? Alhamdo, Ilhamdo, Alhamdo, how? So different nations, as soon as they started accepting Islam, the way they heard it, they started pronouncing it, they started writing it, mutilating the language. Like English. Some of my people, they pronounce divorce as divorce, divorce as divorce, iron as iron. What do you do? Our spelling between the English of the Englishman and the English of the American, your spelling varies, but fortunately the sound, the pronunciation is not varying. But if that produces a separate a difference in the pronunciation, you say no, you'll have to change it. So those variant readings of the various pronunciations, you said, look, this the revelation was given in the dialect of the Quraysh, the family, the tribe of Muhammad, and that pronunciation should be preserved. So every other pronunciation with different vowel points, it says eliminate them. And that one that was done by Osman is preserved in the museum, in the Topkapi Museum in Istanbul, that is in Turkey.
Brother Swaggart, this is live. Please explain to me how in Revelation there are supposed to be 144,000 people who are supposed to enter heaven, and all of them are Jews from the 12 tribes. What happens to the Gentiles like us?
Is that your question? The 144,000, as mentioned in the book of Revelation, as the brother said, has to do with the Jewish people, 12,000 from each tribe. It has nothing to do with Gentiles. And those 12,000 are chosen from each tribe during the Great Tribulation period because they are the ones that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And so they are raptured up into heaven. It has nothing to do with the salvation of the millions that have come to the Lord. It has nothing to do with the Gentiles. It just speaks of that 144,000. And it also states that whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So any Gentile that would call on the name of the Lord will be saved as well. I trust that answers the question.
Brother Ahmed, Jesus said, "The Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord with your God with all your heart." Mark 12, chapter the 29th through the 30th verse. Muslims agree with Christians that there is only one God. But how do Muslims love God without a change of heart?
The change of heart, look at the Muslims. Look at that. Jesus said, "By the fruits you shall know them. Do men gather fig from the thistle or grapes from the thorn?" That every good tree will be a good fruit and every evil tree will be evil fruit. Here is the text. The fruits. Islam has created the biggest society of teetotalers in the world. There are some 1,000 million Muslims in the world, and almost as a whole, they are teetotalers. They don't imbibe alcohol. Here is the proof. My own particular race, the most racist people on earth, you know, the Hindus of India, the caste Hindus, you know, the super Brahmin caste, my nation. And you see, the same nation, the most racist nation on earth, becomes one who accepts the black and the white, the rich and the poor in his brotherhood. It changed. With all these claims that are being made for Christianity, Jesus Christ transforming people's lives, you know, the old you goes out of you and the new you comes into you. I said, my dear brothers and sisters, look, in this mighty nation of America, according to Brother Swaggart, 11 million drunkards. That's what he said. 11 million drunkards and 44 million heavy drinkers. Your nation. And Brother Swaggart says, "I see no difference between them." Means 55 million. He considers them to be drunkards. The only difference is that he is not going far enough. In Islam, we say even you are social drinker. The Holy Quran says, but before that, the Prophet Muhammad said, "So whatever intoxicates in greater quantity is forbidden even in smaller quantity." No excuse for a nip or a toss. Out. The Holy Quran says, "Ya ayyuhallazina amanu." So all you who believe, innama al-khamru, most certainly intoxicants, wal maisiru and gambling. Brother Swaggart in his book on gambling says, 54 billion a year you are squandering on gambling. Wal maisiru, wal ansabu and fortune telling, wal azlamu and idol worship, rizdum min amali shaitan, are an abomination of Satan's handiwork, fashtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun. The shun such abomination that you may prosper. And wine barrels were emptied in the streets of Medina, never to be refilled. This is the fruit. This is the fruit of this teaching. With 2,000 years of preaching, look at it. You have these powers of miracle working. Christ gives life. He heals the sick. Muhammad couldn't. In the name of Muhammad, they couldn't do it. I says, my brother, you don't read the scripture. Jesus Christ, he said, "For there shall arise many false Christs and false prophets, who will show you great signs and wonders, if it were possible to deceive the very elect." If false Christ can do that, if false Christ can perform miracles, if false prophets can perform miracles, then I said, is this a test of your faith? No. Then Jesus Christ tells those who are doing this miraculous work, he's telling you in the Gospel of St. Matthew, that on that day, on the last day, on the day of judgment, he says, many will come to me on that day, saying, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name do many mighty works? In your name, in the name of Jesus, didn't you do all these things? Didn't he do all that?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." I said, "Yes, explain. You." He won't tell the Jews, "Depart from me, put sack, get away, I don't know you." He won't tell the Hindus, "Get away from me," or the atheists, "Get away from me." He will tell you. I want to know why. Why would he tell you? I don't even know you. Get out. I said, look, these are not the test. John the Baptist, according to Jesus, one of the mightiest messengers of God. Jesus says, among those born of women, there has not risen another greater than John the Baptist. And yet he performed no miracles. Did he? Surely. What did he do? What miracle? No, miracle is not a test. But the greater miracle is that without any miracles you transform nations. Nations are transformed. 1,000 million people, they don't imbibe alcohol because of the dictates of Muhammad.
Mr. Swaggart, what will happen to Muslims who believe in Jesus but do not receive him as Lord, as the Son of God, when they die?
The Bible tells us that there is none other salvation under heaven other than by the Lord Jesus Christ. Believing in Jesus, that he's a miracle worker, that he's a prophet, that he's a great teacher, is not enough. You have to accept what he did at Calvary's cross for your soul to be saved. Man labors under a terrible bondage of sin as a result of the fall. Sin is not just an act that you commit. It's not even a force. It's a nature. You cannot control that nature by cutting off a man's hand. You have to get to his heart. If all the Muslims in the world are thrilled and happy with what they have, why do hundreds of thousands of them watch my telecast? Secondly, true Christians don't drink either. What mankind must have is a change of heart. You don't deal it from the exterior. It comes from the inside. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Not drinking alcohol is not enough. Just not gambling is not enough. Just keeping rules is not enough. Christianity is really not a religion. It's not a series of do's and don'ts. You cannot earn your salvation. He paid it at Calvary's cross, totally and completely. We accept him, and then the nature of sin is broken. The person does not drink because he fears his hand will be cut off, or his toes, or his nose, or whatever. But he doesn't drink because the desire is taken away. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and the gospel is to the whole world, not to just a select few, for God so loved the world. And incidentally, the word begotten also means to produce, sir. God produced his Son.
I'm going to be there. Ahmed Dida, does the glorious Quran state that the Holy Injil is guidance for all mankind?
No, the Holy Quran doesn't say that the Injil is a guidance for mankind. Nor does the Bible say that. You see, Jesus Christ, when he sent out his disciples on the mission of preaching and healing, he instructed them. He said, go ye not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go ye rather unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I want to know where the American Anglo-Saxon fit in as the Jew, the house of Israel. Then he's telling a Jewish woman, a Greek woman comes to him, wanting her daughter to be healed. So he turns his face away. She goes on the other side and she won't let him go. So the disciples say, help her, this woman is persistent. You know, like a drowning man clutching a straw, drowning women do the same. Heal her child. So Jesus says, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the Jews. So this is help her.
Jesus says,
do not throw the bread of the children to the dogs. Who are the dogs?
The Gentiles, you and me.
Every other human being other than the Jews are dogs and pigs, according to Jesus, or according to your scripture. It says, Jesus says, do not throw that which is holy into dogs. Do not throw clothes before swine, lest they turn and rend you. Who are the dogs and who are the swine?
The Gentiles.
So he says, do not throw the bread of the children to the dog. The woman in desperation, her child's life is at stake. She says, Lord, Master, even the dogs have crumbs from the Master's table. She says, give her the crumbs. So this is the scripture. Unfortunately, the scripture is not being quoted. The scripture quotes what Jesus said. I'd like to hear what Jesus said. Jesus said, not about this supposed idea that you just believe and you be saved. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. There's no heaven for you unless you are better than the Jew. And I'm asking, how can you be better than the Jew by not keeping the laws and the commandments? You answer that.
Mr. Swaggart, from Mr. Didat's proof that the Bible you hold in your hand is not God's word, what proof can you prove that he's wrong? I mean proof, not just belief.
I believe I have proven it beyond the shadow of a doubt tonight that the Word of God is true. And I don't know what more proof that anyone would need. You can read the Bible and not believe it, but the Lord told us to believe it, and we would receive its many, many benefits. If one does not want to believe, irrespective of the proof that is shown, one still will not believe. The Lord said to one particular individual, if one came back from the dead, he was telling the story there in the 16th chapter of Luke, and the rich man said, send someone from the dead to warn my brothers. If one came from the dead, he wouldn't believe it if he doesn't believe the prophets that are already there. So there is no proof that one can give for unbelief, because it will not believe. That's the reason that he said, and I once again quote my favorite verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I'll close with one more statement. Sir, I am proof that this is real, for he has saved my soul.
Ahmed Didat, could you quote and give the reference from the glorious Quran stating the holy angel has been corrupted? And if not, then tell us when it was corrupted, by whom, and where exactly is it changed?
Mr. Chairman and my dear brethren, you see, I started this talk of mine with some incantation, some recitation. I was not trying to mesmerize or hypnotize you. I was actually uttering the words from the Quran, instructing us, telling us, informing us that the scriptures that the Christians are talking about, the Bible, is their own creation. I repeat what I had said, I read, and I'll give you the translation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِهِمْ. Said, woe to them who write the book with their own hands, then say, this is from God. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. That they may benefit from it some small reward, like the $15 million net profit they made on the RSV. $15 million is very small.
compared to eternity, compared to God, you know, goodness, His salvation is nothing, 15 million. So, وَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِهِمْ. So, woe to them what their hands do write. وَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْتِبُونَ. And woe to them for what they earn. In other words, I was proving to you all along, actually, I was giving you all a commentary on that Quranic word, without going into details, because I knew time was at a premium. Originally, you had agreed to a format of an hour each, and for some mysterious reason, I was robbed of 20 minutes, so I had to cut short everything. I have so much more to give, which I'm now reserving for tomorrow night. So, the thing is this now, this was actually a commentary of this situation, that this book is written with your own hand, you add in and you take out, you add in and you delete. Look, this is proof enough, the book that you have in your hand is a proof that the books have been changed, you have been changing them. And out of the 24,000 manuscripts, I said no two are identical, that's the challenge, no two of those manuscripts are identical.
Mr. Swaggart, is there anywhere in the Old Testament that says that Prophet Muhammad will come after Jesus? Thank you.
Most every religion tries to find the Bible and somewhere in their teachings and their beliefs, and so does the Quran. It tries to say that it is mentioned in the Bible, or Muhammad is mentioned in the Bible. But Muhammad is not mentioned in the Old Testament. I know you're referring to the book of Deuteronomy, but he's not mentioned. That passage is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, totally and completely. Muhammad is not mentioned anywhere from Genesis to Revelation, period.
Ahmed, what do Muslims have to say about the fact that people are healed in Jesus' name?
I have no hesitation in accepting this phenomenon, that it can happen. But these things are happening in Hinduism. People are performing miracles. In Islam, people are performing miracles. You see, in the name of a false god, you can perform miracles. Jesus Christ told the woman, if you remember, you know, the woman who had a bleeding sickness issues, 7 years, no healing, and she, while Jesus was passing by, she touched the hem of his garment and she was instantly healed. And Jesus felt that something was being drawn out of him. He looks at the woman, he says, "Woman, it is thy faith that healeth thee." Her faith, that she had the faith that Jesus, by touching him she got healed, is your faith. So in other words, a faith in a false god can also perform miracles. Jesus said so. "For there shall arise many false prophets and false Christs, who will show you great signs and wonders." If it were possible to deceive the very elect, even the disciples of Jesus can be deceived with such miracles. So miracles is no proof at all whether the person is genuine or not.
Mr. Jimmy Swaggart, why didn't the Old Testament mention that Jesus is the Son of God? If yes, read it to me, please.
In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And Emmanuel means God with us. Thank you, sir.
Ahmed Didat, who would deny that if God has preserved his word, the Torah, etc., and the holy angel in the past, he is able to preserve it always?
What I was proving you the whole night is that the books have not been preserved. Since now you are begging the question,
the book has not been preserved.
If it were preserved, it would be worthy of recognition. I said, what is preserved there? The things that are there have created all the mischief. The type of book that he had, as a pornography, he said, read it. My brother, look, he had 10 minutes. He had enough, more than enough time to read that little chapter of Ezekiel. I said, I dare anybody to read it to his congregation. And I tell you, I dare you, you will not read it. Reason, because it is not the word of God. If it was the word of God, you would not be ashamed of it. If God Almighty was not ashamed to reveal the details of the whoredoms of those two sisters, I am asking, why should you be ashamed? Are you holier than God? That's the implication. You are so holy that you dare not utter the word, but God Almighty uttered it. You are holier than God. I says, no. The thing is, it is not from God. See, the scriptures have been changed, and the Torah you're speaking about is not the Old Testament. You are telling us that the Bible was written by 40 different authors. Look, 40 different people wrote the book. We say when we believe, say we believe in the Torah, means the revelation that God gave to Moses. He didn't send a book down. Brother Swagat admits that the only thing that was written by God was those tablets, and those tablets Moses destroyed them. He threw them and they broke them to pieces. These are the 5 books. If they were written on tablets of stone, you would need a skyscraper-sized museum to hold those stones. Where did Moses keep them? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Where did he keep them, those tablets of stone? No. He said, these are not the books of Moses. Moses would have no reason to belittle his brother prophet, Lot, that he committed incest with his daughters. What for? That Reuben, one of the sons of Jacob, committed incest with his mother. What for? That Judah, the father of the Jewish race, from whom you get the word Judah, from whom you get the word Judaism, that he had prohibited his daughter-in-law by the roadside while he was on his way to Timnah. He sees this woman sitting by the wayside, and you know, he goes up to her and says, allow me to come in unto thee. She said, what will thou give me? And he said, I'll give you a kid from the flock. So what guarantee that I will give it? He said, I'll give. He said, what guarantee do you want? He said, your signet and your bracelet and your staff. And the old man gave it to her, and he prohibited with his daughter-in-law, and begat twins, Fares and Zara. And they are put now in the genealogy of Jesus. That they are the great, these children of incest are the great grandfathers of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. It says, and this is the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of Abraham, the son of David, and Abraham began Isaac, and Isaac began Jacob, and Jacob began Judas and his brother, and Judas began Perez and Zara of Tamar. Who are these? Look at the cross reference. It tells you Genesis chapter 38, and you find that this is the father-in-law prohibiting with his daughter-in-law, who is the children of incest, and they are honored to become the great grandfathers of Jesus Christ. I want to know, how does this come into the book of God? How does this come into the genealogy of a man who has no genealogy?
Well, Mr. Swagger, please address the request of Dr. Didet to read certain passages from the Bible. I assume you mean the passages that Brother Ahmed did that challenge you to read in his presentation.
Mr. Didet has the problem of answering questions that never were asked.
Amen.
Ezekiel 23, the word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, son of man, there were two women, the daughters of one mother, and they committed whoredoms in Egypt. They committed whoredoms in their youth. There were their breasts pressed, and there they bruised the teats of their virginity. And the names of them were Oholah the elder, and Oholibah her sister, and they were mine, and they bare sons and daughters.